Okay, so today's daf is Psachim daf nun tes. We're going to start with the bottom of nun ches amud beis. There, we're going to talk about which avodos were done, which services, rituals, services relating to the sacrifices, korbanos, were done after the korban tamid shel beit harabayim. Tanur rabanan tamid kodem lepesach, pesach kodem lektores. Ktoris kodemus lenezros. So you first do the korban tamim shebein harbayim. That's the last korban of all the korbanos, with the exception of what? Pesach. So the tamim shebein harbayim is before the korban pesach. Korban pesach is before you bring the incense, the incense for the ktoris bein harbayim, and the ktoris, the incense that's offered up, is brought done before fixing the neros of the menorah. So Yeuchar Davar, so Shenem Marbo. So we're going to say that you should delay the Korban Pesach. Why? Because the pasuk says, Ba'erev. It says that because you're going to bring Tizbach as a Pesach Ba'erev in the Erev. So Bein Har, and it also says V'shachtu Bein Har Bayim. So as two Lashonos of Erev. And so the davar shelo nemar ba'erev ela bein harbayim bilvad. So you should delay something that has, you only have one quote unquote erev mentioned with a tamin shachar bein harbayim, and you have two erevs mentioned with the korban pesach. So that indicates that it should be after the korban tamin shel bein harbayim. Mihachi kitaros veneros namaniktim b'le pesach. So then why is Ketoros and Neros, why is that done before Pesach? Because the same reason, Yeuchar Davar Shenemar Bo Ba'erev Bein Harbayim, Davar Shelo Nemar Ela Bein Harbayim Bilvad. So it only says Bein Harbayim by the Neros. So why then is that done before the Korban Pesach? So Shani Hasam Demikrei Demid Rachmana, that it's different over there by Hadlakos Neros. And even though it only says Bein Harbayim and Pesach, it says Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim. The Torah excluded explicitly that you shouldn't do any avoda after the Neros. Because what did it say by the Neros? It says, Yaroch Oso Aron Avodah Me'erevad Boker. So that is the Neros is the last one from the word Oso, the Tanya. Me'erev Ad Boker. So the Braisa says from morning, from evening to morning, that's the Hatavas HaNeros. Tein La Midasa. So you need to have enough oil from the evening until the morning, which is half a luk. So davar acher, ein lacha avoda shekshir me'erevad boker ela zubilvad. There's no avoda that's kasher from the evening until the morning except for this avoda. And the Gemara explains, my timer, what's the reason? How do we darshan that? Amar krab, yarach also aron uvanav me'erevad boker. So it says, so what is Oso? Oso me'erev ad boker, ve'ein davar acher me'erev ad boker. The lighting of the candles alone is done from the evening until the morning. There's nothing else that's done from the day, that's done during the day, that's me'erev ad boker. And therefore that's the last thing, and then you do it from the erev until the morning. So that's the last thing close to erev until the morning. And then ve'iskas ketores laderos, and since the ketores and the lighting of the candles are stated in the same pasuk, so we equate their halachos. And the ketores, after the ketores, there's no other avoda as well, other than the neros. And therefore, we have the korban pesach before the ketores and the hadlakos of neros. Now the Gemara is going to bring now a brisa which argues on the first brisa. Vitanya Kikushid, and another Brisa taught according to what we thought in the question, and therefore it accepted the premise of the question. And therefore, it said, Tamid Kodem Liktores, Torres Kodemus Leneros, Veneros Kodemus Lepesach, Yuchar Davashinem Boba Erev Bein Harbayim, Davashilonem Barbo, Ela Bein Harbayim Bilvad. So it accepted the premise of the question and said that the last thing that's done actually is the Korban Pesach, and the Neros and the Ketoros are beforehand. Ask the Gemara of Aksiv Oso. Doesn't the pasuk say Yeruch Oso Aron? That has to be the last avoda that's done. So the Gemara says, no, Hai Oso we bar le limute avoda shebifnim. This does not come to exclude the avodos that are done inside the Heichal. I'm sorry, this does not come to exclude other avodah. It only comes to exclude the avodas that are done in the Mikdash. So in other words, Oso means this is the last avoda that's done in the Mikdash, right? Because we're talking about lighting the menorah. The menorah was in the Mikdash itself. The korbanos were done outside, in the Azara, out in the courtyard, right? Outside the Mikdash. So according to this explanation, it's Oso, this is the last avoda we do in the Mikdash itself. But Korban Pesach, which is done outside the Mikdash, it's done in the courtyard, it's not included in the miut. It's not excluded from the word Oso. And therefore, you can do that after you light the Neros. Umay Nihu Ketoros. So when we say Oso, meaning that Hadlakos and Neros is the last thing that's done in the Mikdash to exclude the Ketoros, right? The Ketoros, offering the incense, that's done in the also in the Mikdash, right? Because you had two Mizbechos. You had the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the copper Mizbech, which was in the courtyard. And that's where you brought all the animals that were sacrificed. And then you had the Mizbech HaZav, the golden Mizbech that was in the Heichal, in the Mikdash itself. And so we're saying that incense, that was done, the Ketoros was done, the burning of the incense in the afternoon was done before the lighting of the Neros. So the Gemara continues. I would have said, since the pasuk says that when Aaron lights between, you know, in the afternoon, he should burn it. He should burn it. So, Ema, I might say that Nadlik Neros Bereisha Vahadur Naktik Torah. Maybe I should light the Neros before the Ketores, because that's what it seems from the pasuk. The pasuk says, after you light the Neros, then you offer the Ketores. That's the order in the pasuk. So, Miit Rachmana also. So, therefore, the Torah excludes and says the word also to say that also it, the lighting of the Neros, that's the last thing you do before the Ketores. Ella Bein Harbayim Yaktirana Lamali. So, why does it say Bein Harbayim Yaktirana? Halchikama Rachmana. So, this is what the Torah means to say. But Eden de Matlakas Neros. At the time when you're lighting the candles, the Hey Mekatrik Torah. The Torah should already be burnt. So that's what it means. It means Bein Harbayim Yaktirena. So it should be Muktar. It should be burning already. Not Yaktirena is that's when you should do it after the Hadlakos Aneros. It means Bein Harbayim Yaktirena. That means it should be already burning when and at which point you are letting the Neros. Okay, so we have this. Debate here. Everyone agrees the Ketoros is before the Neros, and the debate is: would the Korban Pesach be after the Neros, or would it be before the Ketoros? Tadar Rabbanan, Eilecha Davar Shekodeh L'Tamid Shel Shachar Ela Ketoros Bavad. So there's a brayso which says that the only thing that's brought, only a vote is done before bringing the morning Tamid, is the Ketoros. Shnemar ba, baboker, baboker. It says, when it comes to the Ketoros, it says a double language of baboker. So, yukdam Ketoros, davar shnemar mo, baboker, baboker. Dixi, victor, alav, arot, Ketoros, sabi, baboker, baboker. Davar shlo demar, ela boker echad. It says, by the Tamid shel Shachar, only boker once. It says, baboker twice by the Ketoros. So, therefore, that should come first. Ve'elecha davar shem bisakev, achar Tamid shel Beit Arbayim, ela Ketoros, veneros, upesach, umachusar kippurim, be'erev, and there's nothing that prevents you from bringing after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. The only thing that you can't bring, the only thing that prevents you from bringing, what do you bring after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? It says the Ketores, the Neros, the Korban Pesach that we said earlier. These are the only things that you can bring afterwards. And someone who's Mechusar Kippurim Be'erev Pesach and so on, let's say someone's Tameh with Tumas Mitzora. So let's say after you become Tahor for 7 days, what do? You go to the mikvah on the seventh day. And then on the eighth day, you have to bring a Korban. So until you brought your Korban, you are what's called Mechusar Kapara. When you go to the mikvah on the seventh day, you're called a Tvul Yom. And on that night, if you're Kohen, you can eat Truma. On the next day, until you bring a Korban, you're Mechusar Kippurim. So let's say your eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach, and you didn't bring your Korbanos before the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the afternoon Korban Tamid. You can bring that even after the Korban Tamid. Why is that? Because you're bringing that for the purpose of eating the Korban Pesach. And he says the same halacha applies, Shetovel Shenis. And the rabbis would say that you should go to the mikvah a second time, because until now you couldn't eat kachim, so they required you to go to the mikvah a second time. And then you can, for the purpose of Korban Pesach, they allowed you to bring your korbanos after the Korban Tamid.
What if Erev Pesach was on a Friday? Were you allowed to bring the korbanos on Shabbos? Mechusar Kippurim, were you allowed to bring that korban on Shabbos?
What do you mean Erev Pesach? You have to. Well, I don't know. No,
you said the eighth day. If the eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach, and it was a Friday, what? So you said you had to go to Mikra Friday, sometime on Friday.
Right.
Could eat Truma, a korban, if it was a Kohen, could eat
No, if it's the eighth day, that's on a Friday, that's Erev Pesach, so you'd be eating Truma Thursday night. You went to the mikvah on the seventh day, Thursday night. So we're saying if on Friday you didn't have time to bring your korban before the Tamil Shebein Arbayim, so then we allow you to go. We allow you to bring a korban that will allow you to eat the korban Pesach that night, Friday night, which is the night of Pesach. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho of Yochanan. Not just by Erev Pesach, but throughout the year. Let's say you brought let's say you brought a Shalmei Nedava before the Korban Tamid, so you can bring your korbanos. Shetovel, the ochel bakachim la erev. So he's saying regarding going to the mikvah, really any time when you bring your korban on the eighth day, right? So then you go to the mikvah afterwards. Even though you went to the mikvah on the seventh day, you go to the mikvah on the eighth day, so you could eat the meat of the kachim in the evening. That even for the mitzvah of eating the Kachim, they also would allow you to bring your korbanos after the korban tamid, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara. So it's not just about allowing you to bring a korban Pesach, but even to allow you bring a korban for some reason, let's say if you brought a korban adava before the tamid. And you're only allowed to eat it after you brought your, let's say, korban for mitzorah. You could also bring that korban for the mitzorah after the korban tamin shel ben arbaim. So that's the debate between Rabbi Shmuel. Sorry, between that's the debate between the first opinion and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshir Yochanan ben Broka, who says that applies to not just korban Pesach but all korbanos. So let's see. Bishlam Tanakama, all is well according to the Tanakama, that he allows you to bring the Korban Pesach. Yavo Aser de Pesach, Yishbokaris, Viyicha Aser Dashlava. So you have a conflict between the mitzvahs Aser of Korban Pesach, where there's Karis if you don't eat the Korban Pesach. And that would override the mitzvahs Aser of the Hashlama that the Korban Tamid Shebein Arbayim is the last korban of the day, so the aseh that's kares knocks out the aseh of Hashlama, Shein Bo Karis, it doesn't have Karis. Ela Rav Shmuel Beno, Shabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Mai Ulmei, Dehai Aseh Mehai Aseh. So you have two Aseh's. You have one Aseh, which is eating the Korban Pesach, and you have the other Aseh, which is it should be the last Korban. So what is the Aseh of, let's say, eating the Korban, Korban Shlomi that was brought? Why does that override the Aseh of how the Korban Tamim Shabbat Abayim should be the last Korban? So the Gemara says, Amar Avinu Rav Chista, Hacha b'chata sa'of askidan. We're talking about a chata sa'of, a sin offering of a bird. Mitzora, poor Mitzora who brought a chata sa'of. She'en lo mizbeach el adama. That the meat is eaten to the Kohanim. It's not burnt on the mizbeach. And therefore, you can bring it after the Korban Tamim Shabbat Arbayim, because the prohibition of Hashlama is only said with respect to those things that are burnt on the mizbeach. So, but the shechita and the zrika, it's not a problem. So chata sa'of, nothing is burnt on the mizbeach. That can be done after the Korban Tamim Shabbat Arbayim. When it comes to most sacrifices, either all of it's burnt on the mizbeach, like a Korban Ola, or some of it's burnt and some of it's eaten either by the Kohanim and or by the owner of the animal. Chata sa'of is unusual. Chata sa'of, that's what the Mitzorah brings. He brings the chata sa'of. That nothing is burnt on the mizbeach, so that you can do after the korban tamim shabbein harbayim. Rav Papa says afilu b'tema b'chatas behema. Now even we're talking about a chatas behema where there are fats that are burnt on the mizbeach. Mala umelina b'roshel shel mizbeach. So in that case, you don't actually burn the fats right away, but you shach the animal. You sprinkle the blood. You put the fats. You leave it there on the top of the mizbeach, so therefore it doesn't violate lina. Lina, I guess, is only if it's that once it's on the mizbeach, it's not pasul from lina of leaving it over. I guess if you just shech the animal, you don't actually bring it on the mizbeach, you violate lina. If it stays over, you don't burn it by that day. But if you leave, but if it's on top of the mizbeach, it's not a violation of lina. But you don't burn it when you burn it. The next morning, you burn the fats after the tamid shel shachar. Va'ika asham. What about also an asham? An asham requires the mitzvah requires to bring as a kapara, and as long as you don't bring it, you can't eat the kachim. Bishlama l'rapapa, korn rapapa, hainu de melin. So you say it seems to say, oh, is only chatas prevent you from kachim? What about asham sometimes? So going through a papa, just like a chatas, you can put on top of the mizbeach. So also the asham you put on top of the mizbeach. El Rav Chista, quote Rav Chista, who's talking about a chatas of Michael Amemar, what can you say? Because an asham mitzora is only brought with the sheep. So Amri, so therefore, what's the case there? In other words, we want to say that this brisa was saying af mechusar kippurim, all different types of mechusar kippurim. So what about it? What about an asham? How does that work for Rav Chista? Because Rav Chista said that the only time you're allowed to bring it is if we're talking about a bird offering where you don't burn it on the mizbeach. So he's saying here that the Bnei Yeshiva says shekarv ashamo that we're talking about a case where you brought the korban asham already before the tamid shel bein harbayim. So that's the case where it's on the same day mechusa kippurim. So that said, the Bnei Yeshiva said in that case by an asham mitzora. So if you're a poor person, you have to bring an animal. And in that case, you have to bring that actually before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Va'ika Ola. What about an Ola? Let's say an Ola Sa'of. So, V'chi Tema Ola Lo Ma'akva. Maybe Ola doesn't prevent you from eating Kachim before you bring it. No. Va'tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osho of Yochanan Ben Broko, Merkshim Shechatasa V'ashamo Ma'akvin Oso, Kach Ola Sa Ma'akava To. Just like a chatas and an asham of a mitzora prevents a person from eating the kachim, so too the ola also brings it. It also prevents you from eating kachim. Chitema b'shek karva ola. So maybe we're talking about a case, and just like the asham, just like the mitzora, right? The mitzora brings a chatas. So the chatas we can say is talking about a bird offering, and that can be brought after. What about the asham? So we said the asham was brought beforehand. Well, what about the ola? So maybe the ola is also what you brought it before the tamid shel ben arba'im. Umi shekarva ola sekol mechatasa rishona rishon. But wait a second. Can you indeed bring an ola before the chatas? Because then again, we're suggesting that we're talking about a case of a poor mitzora. Then how do you get kapara? So the mitzora brings an asham, a chatas, and an ola. So let's say the case of the chatas, it was a bird offering. So that you brought after the tamid shel ben arba'im. So, and then we're suggesting maybe you brought the asham and the ola, they're animals. So that you can't bring after the tamid shel ben arba'im. So maybe you brought both of them before the tamid, and the only thing you bring afterwards is the bird. But is that right? Can you bring the ola before the chatas? Doesn't the Braisa say, Viku asher lechatas rishona? Doesn't the Pasuk say you should bring the chatas first? Matam lomer, im lamid shetehei kol damas la'ola. If you want to say that it comes before the ola, it already says that the second thing is an ola, so obviously the chatas is first. So it wants to tell you that this is an example, it's a binyanav, it's an example that just like the chatas is always going to be first. So chatas is always first before an ola. So in other words, the pasuk is telling you that it's not just an ola, it's not just a mitzorah did. That if you have to bring a chatas and ola, you're always going to bring the chatas before the ola, right? V'kai malan dafilu chatas ha'of kodem es ola. So what do you see from here? Chatas ha'of comes before the ola behema. So how could that be? How could it be if the chatas comes before the ola? So if we're talking about a chatas of. So if you bring the chatas of after the korba, after the tamid, after the tamid, and the chatas has to come before the ola, so how can you bring the ola after the korban tamid? So the amarava shiny olas mitzora is different from all other olas. The rachman amar the hela kohen es ola, that the kohen should bring the ola and the mincha to the mizbeach, and since it doesn't say Yale, but Vehela Sheaf Shehela Kvar. There's a specific pasuk to tell you that by Mitzora the Ola is actually before the Chatas. That's an exception to everything else. Now we're good. So we could say that you have the Ola and the Asham that are brought before the Korban Tamid, because they're animal offerings and they're burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore you have to bring them before the Korban Tamid Shebein Arba'im. But the Chata Sa'of, that is not burnt on the Mizbeach at all, that can be brought after the Korban Tamid Shebein Arba'im. So Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Shemen Bar Abba Le Rav Papa Le Didach Damart Male O Melina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach, according to the second opinion that says, no, you can bring all these animals after the Korban Tamid Shebein Arba'im, you just can't burn them. And you don't violate Lina of leaving them over at night if you just leave them on top of the Mizbeach the next morning. So, but wait a second. Kaiman Vavdina Milsa Lakohanim Dasu Baladekakala. We're going to Lachatchila, ideally, leave it and do something that could cause a problem. The Sabri, the Yomehu Vasu Lakture. Because imagine, what are you doing? You're going to leave these animals, right? You're going to leave the pieces of meat on top of the Mizbeach. A Kohen's going to walk by and say, oh my gosh, there are some limbs here. I need to burn it on the Mizbeach. No, they're not going to have a do not touch sign until the morning. They're not going to have that on top of the animals. So it's going to cause a problem. So Amar Le, Kohanim Zrizim, we're not worried. The Kohanim are alert. And the Kohen who brings up these forbidden fats will inform the other Kohanim who are working there that these fats are not to be burnt at night. So we're not concerned. Amar Le Ravashi, the Rav Kahana, Amar Le Rav Huna, Barei, the Rav Nasan, the Rav Papa. But wait a second, as long as the limbs are not burnt, Kohanim lo matzu achli basar, the Kohanim are not allowed to eat the meat of the chatas, and therefore the owners don't have kapara. And so how can you eat the kachim? So understand, what are we saying? We're saying, okay, you can bring all these animals after the Korban Tamid Shebein Arba'im so that I can get kapara, so then I can start eating kachim meat, right? I go to the mikvah last night, or yesterday afternoon, at night I can eat truma, and today, when the korban's brought, then I can start eat my kachim meat. But the halacha is that I'm not allowed to eat the kachim meat until the limbs are burnt. And if I'm waiting till the next morning for the limbs to be burnt, how can I eat the kachim tonight? How do we know that I can't eat the korban meat until the limbs are burnt? The Tanya. Kohanim Rashaim Bechazav Eshok Kodem Yachol Kohanim Rashaim Bechazav Eshok Kodem Akhtar Zemurim. I might think that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the breast and the leg, the thigh, before the burning of the limbs. Tamalomar Vikdir Hakod Esachel Havizbecha Vahadav Yachaz Lekolar Lebadav. You first have to burn the forbidden fat, the fats on the Mizbech, and then you can eat the breast meat. The Kavat the Kohanim Lachli Basar Ba'alim Lomiz Kapre. And as long as the Kohanim are not allowed to eat their meat, the owners certainly do not achieve atonement. The Tanya v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, that since the Torah mentioned the word kapara regarding achila, it's melamed shekohanim ochlim umbalim miskaprim, that once the Kohanim are eating their portion of the meat of the korban, through that the owners get kapara. So how does it help that you did shechita and you did zrikas adam and you put the limbs on the mizbeach? The Kohanim cannot eat their meat until the limbs are burnt, and that doesn't happen until the morning, and therefore I don't get kapara until the morning. So Amar Lei, Kevid Lo Efshar, Asum Kmishanitma Osha Avdu. That since it's impossible to burn the limbs on this day because of the Pasuk Olea Hashleim called Karbonot Kulam, right? This is an impossible situation. So therefore, Asum Kmishanitmu Osha Avdu. It's viewed as if the limbs became tame or lost. The Tanya, Yachol Nitmua Emur Moshe Abdu Lo Yehu Kohanim Zakan Bechazav Eshok. Let's say, for example, we shechted the korban, and then we sprinkled the blood, and then some of the meats were supposed to be given to the Kohanim, and the other limbs were supposed to go on top of the Mizbeach, and as they're on their way to the Mizbeach, I know these limbs became tame, so you can no longer bring them on Mizbeach. So you might think that at that point the Kohanim now cannot eat their meat because these limbs can no longer be burnt. Tamalomar v'yachez la'aron levadam mikol makom. So lacha is that if obviously you can burn the limbs, so the Kohanim cannot eat until limbs are burnt. But if it's impossible to burn the limbs, what's the case if it's impossible? If it got lost or stolen, then the Kohanim are allowed to eat their meats, and once they can eat their meats, therefore the owners get kapara, therefore the owners then can eat kachim. So our case where it's impossible for the limbs to be burnt that night, that's like that case, and therefore the Kohanim would be allowed to eat their meat that day, at which point the rest of the Jews could eat their kachim. Okay, Rav Kahana, Rabbi. Rav Kahana asked a stira, a contradiction between the two different psukim regarding Korban Chagiga. Ksiv. It says in the Torah, Lo Yalin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker, that Ad Boker Hu De Lo Yalin. You might think, on the one hand, that the prohibition is only if you leave the limbs without burning them until the morning. But you're allowed to leave the limbs at night below the Mizbeach, and before the morning, bring it up. That the Pasuk says that you should burn on it, regarding it, the fats of the Shlamim, meaning what? That you have to complete Hashleim, and to finish all the Korbanos, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, but after Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you're not allowed to burn anything. So how can we explain the Pasuk of Lo Yalin, which would say that you're allowed to burn at night? It seems from V'hikter Le'achav HaShalmim, you're not allowed to burn anything at night. But it seems that on the first Pasuk, which says that the prohibition of leaving over is only if you leave over to the morning, but you would be allowed to burn the limbs at night. So Hu Mosi Le'ah Hu Mafarik La, that he asked the question, he answered it. Kishani Tosru, the case is, if there are leftover limbs from the korbanos that were shechted and that sprinkled the blood before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and therefore you can burn them even after the burning of the limbs of the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. In other words, as long as you shechted the animal and sprinkled the blood before you brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, you're allowed to burn the limbs after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. But once you bring the Tumah Shebein Arbayim, then you're not no longer allowed to shecht and sprinkle, you know, the blood and burn limbs for any animal after you already brought the Tumah Shebein Arbayim. If you did the shechita and the zrika beforehand, then you can do the aktara, the burning, afterwards. Okay, I actually have to stop here. I apologize. We're about a half an hour behind, but we'll make it up, God willing, tomorrow. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day.
Have a good day.